Hey, good morning. Let's start right with the challenge. Are you? This is going to resonate with some of you, and some of you are going to just click it off. Are you in such an awful place? Are you in an awful place that is great to be? I said that the other day, and I realized that that was my own. I was saying that to myself, and I was reminding that to myself, and I immediately thought about Psalm 90. Which says, teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. You know, that we may get clarity in our life, in our heart. I wanted to talk with you about that wrestle and about that awful place this morning. I mean, imagine leading in your personal life, which you probably are in this struggle if you're continuing to listen. It may be at work. It may be in your personal life. It may be that deep that's going on. It may be rooted back from years ago. And everyone around you is not really aware. They don't understand. They're not necessarily pulling for you either. Or it seems that maybe, in fact, some of them are openly opposing you. I'm so reminded of the story of Moses who wrote Psalm 90. And many of you know that, those stories. But that you're even beginning to disbelieve. But yet you're still the only one that knows that deepest place of your heart that you have to live out and cannot live without. That you've been working towards for quite some time, maybe. Maybe not that long, but maybe you've been working towards it for a long time. And you're not going to give up on it. But you're facing giants. You're facing the struggle. Could it be that you're in an awful place that's great to be? And like a child, you just need that simple reminder this morning, this. Teach me to number, or teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom, or that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And you do this, you remind yourself again, and then all of a sudden, as the struggles and the obstacles and the hurdles and the people that won't believe with you show up again. Things to overcome and the struggle that you're in, and is it actually worth it or not? And you begin to actually turn that awful struggle that is a great place to be, you begin to turn it into fear and insecurity, and you begin to rationalize all of those things, and they become a really real thing to you and me. We begin to take on our view and not his, the one that's leading us. And it causes us really to analyze the path that we're on just too much, and even change it. Even though deep down inside, both you and I know this. I have to live this. This is something I must do, or it really is not worth it. So what is your heart telling you? Are you holding on to things that need to be shed? Some oldness, something that just, you know, it's like, I don't know how to say it unless you've been in clothes all day and you've been working and you just, first thing you want to do is get rid of them and clean up. And well, that phrase, teach us to number our days, will do that. It'll just wake you up that we may present you a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. That reminds me that I'm limited, that I have to choose to shed off these things of that I bring to the table, which is fear and insecurity and all of those things, so that I may gain a heart of wisdom. You know, this all boils down for me to one thing, to become like a child again, as I listen to my daughter and little son, 2.5-year-old, talk. And they're just fearless. Their honesty, the vulnerability in their life. And you know what? They're just willing to say, I don't know. And lie too, but that's, don't do that. But where is it that you are not trusting the struggle? Because imagine the struggle that kids go through with all the things they see all day long. But yet they're so resilient. They're able to push through. And I think it's because they have like a father or a mother to trust, and that they're obeying that, and that they're being led. And I think we need to definitely listen to this, teach our us to number our days, that we may be gain a heart of wisdom. Return, God. How long is it going to be? Satisfy us in the morning. Make us glad according to your days. Let your work appear. Let your majesty be seen to your children. Let the favor rest upon us. Confirm the work of our hands. Yes, the work of our hands. Isn't that just an awful place that is great to be when you're being presence led, as I've heard it said lately? So I guess the challenge is, where is it that you are not trusting and obeying like a child would, fearlessly, believing that it's going to work out, knowing that that promise that's deep down in is there, having that support structure of the Father in your life, or the being God, or, you know, like they have with parents. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Don't have the Easter blues. I hope this lifts you up. He is good, and he is going. He started this thing in deep in your heart, and he's going to complete it. He's going to finish it, and others are going to, when you're able to give that to people, well, you're not giving your heart to others. You're giving his heart to them, and they won't be able to do anything but accept it. They won't have a choice, because love is a good thing. So God bless. Have a great, 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 great weekend.